Season of Secrets, written by Sally Nichols and read by Katie Sobey. It's raining when we come up the hill from school today. A sudden, heavy flash of rainstorm. Here, then gone. Hannah sticks her school bag over her head and stamps through the puddles. Back home, we never had to walk in the rain. Back home, someone would have picked us up. In a car. They wouldn't have just driven down a street to get us, I say. Hannah's always so sure she's right. Talking to her leaves me full of half-finished arguments, dangling fights I know I should have won. If Mum and Dad were here, they wouldn't drive down a poxy hill just to save us getting wet. We only got picked up at home because we went to some stupid school miles across town. We had to wait at after-school club till someone finished work, and then we had to do shopping. And if it was gymnastics or piano, we had to have tea in the car, in a box. And at least someone came, says Hannah. Someone cared. Someone is Mum. Grandpa cares, I say, but I don't think she hears me. Hannah is 1.5 years older than me, yet she takes up about 1.5 million times more space. The trees in the gardens up the hill rustle, as if they're talking about us. But trees don't talk. I look at them over my shoulder, all rain-dropped and rain-drooped, and hurry after Hannah. She's pushing open the door to Grandpa's shop. She stands inside and shakes herself, drops of water smattering the bread and the biscuits, leaving dark spatters on the newspapers in their rack. I hate this place, she says, loudly. I come in small behind her. I don't hate this place. Grandpa and Grandma's shop. It's pokey and dark and higgledy-piggledy. It sells a mess of things I've never seen in normal shops, like Eccles cakes and ordnance survey maps and homemade jam, next to ordinary boringables like Cocoa Pops and Fairy Liquid. There's a misty fridge with milk bottles with Jones and Entley written across them in felt tip in case people go home with the wrong bottle. You can order more exotic things, mangoes or ricotta cheese, if you don't mind waiting for the van, though most people don't, they just go to Tesco's. In one corner, there's a metal grill where the post office used to be, and in another are baskets of earthy potatoes and onions. It has a friendly, muddy smell all its own. Newspaper and bleach and earth. Grandma's leaning against the counter, writing in a big accounts book. She looks up when we come in and her face tightens. Hannah Brooke, she says. Have a bit of sense now. Stop dripping all over the floor. Go on, she says when Hannah doesn't move. Get upstairs and into something dry.